The coming of the three visitors to see Abraham marked a turning point in the fulfillment of God's plan for the patriarch's family. Abraham was now 99 years old, and Sarah, his wife, was 89. From the human point of view, they could no longer hope to have a child. But as nothing is impossible with God, the promise of a son was repeated, and the time was given. Sarah would give birth to Isaac, the promised heir, a year later. When the three men arrived, Abraham, thinking at first that they were earthly visitors, offered them hospitality. During the meal that followed, he became aware that they were not ordinary men. The Lord himself, accompanied by two angels, had come to visit the patriarch. In the Old Testament, the Lord sometimes also appeared in the form of a heavenly being, known as the Angel of the Lord. These apparitions of the Godhead, known as theophanies, were pre-incarnate manifestations of Christ, the second person of the Trinity. Only the Son of God can make known to men the unseen God whom no one has seen nor can see. He is the image of the invisible God, said the Apostle Paul to the Colossians. These Old Testament revelations were later completed in the New Testament by the incarnation of Christ. The Son of God took upon himself a human body, manifesting to the world the perfections of the person of God. He who has seen me has seen the Father, said Jesus to his disciples. One of the men, therefore, who came to Abraham on that day was the Lord himself. After the meal, the Lord and the two angels got up to go to Sodom, one of the cities of the plain, and Abraham went with them. On the way, the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" The patriarch, who is called in the Bible the friend of God, understood that the Lord was doing him the honor of confiding in him. God had chosen Abraham and his descendants to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. The Lord said to Abraham that the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah had become very grievous. Abraham understood that these towns were to be punished. So while the two angels went ahead, Abraham stood before the Lord. Knowing that the cities of the plain were going to be destroyed, he thought of Lot, his nephew, who was living in Sodom. So he said, "Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Far be it from you to do such a thing. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" So the Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham answered, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, suppose there were 5 less than 50? The Lord said, "If I find 45 there, I will not destroy it." The patriarch spoke up again and said, "Suppose there should be 40 found there." The Lord said, "For the sake of the 40, I will not do it." Then Abraham answered, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" The Lord said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." The patriarch replied, "Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there?" The Lord answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then Abraham made a last effort to save the cities of the plain. "May the Lord not be angry," he said, "but let me speak just once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And the Lord answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When he had finished speaking with Abraham, the Lord left, and the patriarch returned home. He must have thought that there might be 10 righteous people in the town: Lot, his wife and daughters and sons-in-law, and perhaps 3 or 4 friends. Lot himself had remained an upright man, as the Apostle Peter says in his second epistle. The crimes and moral perversion of the city deeply distressed him. However, there were not even 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom. Next episode, the destruction of the cities of the plain.